we need a very clear response from Simon Harris as to how the HSC allowed this facility to be run in the way that it was run. Reading the HICWA report, as you turn the pages, the picture that was painted by the HICWA findings just got worse and worse. And I felt for the users, the residents there of Ard na Grianaia, the 39 people that were there, that they were in such a vulnerable situation, that they weren't, that their needs weren't being met. And as we see very clear from the findings here, that there was practices in the centre that posed a risk to the welfare and safety of the residents and indeed of the staff. And there's questions to be asked in terms of how this issue was managed, centre was managed for a period of time.
Ideally, would you favour the government to set up a commission of inquiry of some sort into this?
I think there's answers that we need to get. We look at the report talks about previous HICWA reports, which kind of gave this place not a clean bill of health. It outlined some issues, but they weren't of any major huge concern. What's surprising then is we have that some of the recommendations weren't implemented in full, and then it seems that the position deteriorated gravely. You know, the reports that's been mentioned in this here are absolutely shocking, and I look at this, I always look at these cases as if it was my own child or my own family member who was in that situation, and I would be absolutely appalled reading the HICWA report if I was a parent of one of the service users of that centre. And you can see from staff in the centre that they were being overstretched. You can see from staff in the centre, you know, that the HICWA report talks about that they were being labelled as troublemakers when they were speaking up. And we just need to make sure that this never happens again, and that people who are in a residential care setting are treated with the dignity, with the respect and with the professional care that the staff in Ard na Grianaia can provide and have provided in the past. And we need to make sure that the recommendations now that the HSE have put forward have all been implemented and are implemented in full.